I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. Another big merger today in the telecommunications industry. Verizon says it's going to buy the long-distance company MCI for $6.7 billion. And what makes this merger a little different is that Verizon's offer is about $500 million less than a competing bid. Marketplace's Matthew Algio joins us now from Los Angeles. And Matthew, why does Verizon want MCI in the first place?
Basically because everybody's doing it. Last month, SBC and AT&T merged. And that brought together a local phone company and a long-distance carrier, and it put the pressure on similar companies to pair up. That's the way mergers usually go. Once an industry sees one big merger, others follow. You might remember, I guess it was back in the late 90s, in the oil industry we saw a lot of mergers, Exxon and Mobil, Chevron and Texaco, and so on. Well, that seems to be what's happening in telecommunications right now. It's mainly because phone companies have to diversify to stay competitive. You know, old-fashioned landlines, they're facing a lot of competition these days.
But why did MCI agree to Verizon's offer? Because actually it was lower than a competing bid.
Yeah, that's interesting. Quest, which is another local phone company, actually offered MCI more, but MCI still went with Verizon. Here's how the numbers break down. Verizon offered MCI $20.75 a share, which is exactly where MCI closed on Friday. So shareholders are not getting a premium, and they're definitely not getting the $7.3 billion that Quest offered. But what they are getting is a merger with a company that has less debt and more corporate customers. And mergers and acquisitions expert Matt Schwartz says that makes Verizon more attractive than Quest.
Verizon's a lot stronger today than Quest, and it has more to offer by combining with MCI than Quest does.
There's also the fact that MCI, which recently changed its name from WorldCom, just emerged from bankruptcy last year. So it wanted to find the strongest possible partner, and Verizon seemed to fit that bill.
So what does this all mean for you and for me? Does this mean we'll have lower phone rates, which is basically what I care about?
Probably not, at least not right away. These are what analysts call vertical mergers. That's the merger of two companies that do different things. Verizon does local phone service. MCI does long distance. So most consumers won't notice anything different at all, at least right away. What will be interesting to keep an eye on is whether we see any horizontal mergers. That is, whether, say, two local phone companies merge or two long-distance companies merge. Now, if that happens, the antitrust folks in the Justice Department will have to take a long, hard look to see whether it reduces competition and does hurt consumers. But that's still down the road. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at President Bush's supplemental spending bill.
Matthew Algio of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Matthew, thank you.
You're welcome.